This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Back to the Larry Kudlow Show.
This is the Larry Kudlow Show. So let's bring in our great friend Joe Concha, Fox News contributor and author of the book, Come On Man, The Truth About Biden's No Good, Horrible, Very Bad Presidency. Joe, thanks for yesterday on the TV. Does this bombing of the militias Iran back, does this help or hurt Joe Biden? I ask that with a straight face because there's so much criticism about it. And I just wonder, election year politically, what do you think?
You know, Larry, I think it hurts him ultimately because upon reflecting on it after being on your show on Fox Business yesterday, all I know is that under Donald Trump, he took out Soleimani, right? Mm-hmm. And he's a leading general there, and he killed so many U.S. troops over in the Middle East, and Trump said, all right, enough. And he didn't wait. He was decisive when he had the opportunity to take him out in Baghdad, and he did it, and it sent a message. When ISIS had a caliphate just openly, just covering large swaths of Syria and Iraq, Trump said enough, and he dropped the Almohad. Remember that? The mother of all bombs. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly, before you know it, that caliphate was no more. He put the fear of God into him. When it came to North Korea, and you have Kim Jong-un, and he is launching missiles over Japan, he's threatening Guam, he's threatening Los Angeles, Trump goes before the cameras and says, look, Kim Jong-un, North Korea is going to be met with a fire and fury like the world has never seen before. And everybody, you know, from Morning Joe to CNN, oh, my God, he's trying to start World War III. And then before you know it, Kim Jong-un stopped doing those nuclear tests now, didn't he? So you have to be decisive here. You can't do these pinpricks. We don't know how effective these strikes were. And ultimately, if you want to hit Iran, don't hit their proxies because they're expendable to Iran. You got to hit Iran where it hurts. And that's the oil fields, as you said at the end of our segment yesterday.
You know, it's on that last point, we gave them so many warnings. We said we wouldn't hit Iran, but we gave the militias so many warnings. My guess is, Joe, they all got on airplanes. Some of them flew economy, and they went to Tehran, to the mothership, because that was safe. I mean, we may have hit a lot of buildings and rocket launchers, and as one of our generals said, pound sand. But I don't know that we hit anybody. They all left. That'd be my guess.
Because we lost the element of surprise, right?
Yeah.
It would be like the Japanese before Pearl Harbor saying, you know, we're going to be coming on December 7th. It's going to be early in the morning. Just so you know, I mean, we didn't give the exact date and time. But when you're tweeting out as an administration that retaliatory strikes are coming soon, you're leaking to the Washington Post and New York Times how you're planning these retaliatory strikes to come soon. Well, you know, we might as well have Patrick Mahomes during the Super Bowl go walk up to the Joey Bosa and the 49ers defense and say, you know what, I'm throwing to Travis Kelce on this next throw. See if you could stop it, right? So that's basically what we got here. It's amateur hour, and I can't get out of my head, Larry, the fact that the Secretary of Defense was in a hospital for days on end, and the Commander-in-Chief didn't know where he was, and the Secretary of Defense didn't bother to tell anybody or have an assistant, a chief of staff, somebody say where he is. Our adversaries notice this stuff, and they say it's amateur hour over there because anybody would have been fired in that situation. Joe Biden can't fire anybody, but if I left my unit and didn't tell anybody and I'm in the military, I'm getting discharged. And that's what should have happened to Austin. It did not happen.
Yeah, so this stuff, I think it's not going to help him, and it may well hurt him. I think that's what we're going to see when the latest round of polls come. Because it's just like nothing's been solved yet. I mean, we'll see. We don't know the results. I had Keith Kellogg on earlier and Cash Patel. We'll see what the results are, whether they stop throwing missiles at our assets over there. But I have a feeling that that's not going to stop. Do you think the jobs number yesterday has any particular political impact?
I do and I don't. I think that we are kind of used to this new normal, Larry, where the unemployment rate, take the COVID year out because, you know, that's obviously an anomaly, a 100-year anomaly. But when you look at Donald Trump during his tenure, we had unemployment at record lows, near record lows, below 4%. So when people hear jobs report and they see, oh, wow, our unemployment rate is still around 3.4, 3.5%, they say, okay, well, that's where it's always been. So I'm not sure that has an impact as much as, and I'll repeat this point, when you see food prices are still up 25% from where they were 4 years ago, and they continue to go up, they're not coming back down. And gas prices continue to go up, they're not going back down. And your heating bill is not going back down. People are still saying, I'm still paying too much for this stuff. So the perception, I get that GDP is great, and jobs numbers, that was a solid report. It doesn't hurt Joe Biden necessarily, but I don't think in the end, when people have to make a comparison and a choice, who will be a better steward of this economy, Donald Trump or Joe Biden, I don't think that's a fair fight.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
With crime running rampant in New York, you need to keep yourself and your family safe. Obtaining your concealed carry firearm licenses can be difficult and time-consuming. That's where MyFirstPistol.com comes in. They'll help you secure your concealed carry license. If you're looking for a pistol, premise, rifle, or shotgun license, call 347-559-7052. 347-559-7052. You must have a valid firearm license issued by the NYPD to purchase, possess, or shoot a handgun or pistol in NYC.
I think that Biden is still plagued by an affordability crisis. All the things you just said, food prices, grocery prices, gasoline prices, car prices, etc. They've had better numbers in recent months, but going back 3 years, real wages are still underwater. And that's what, you know, you can't go into a store and pay for it with GDP. You go into a store and pay for something, you know, with your income, with your wages, and see what it buys after prices. And that's the Achilles heel. You know, there's still an affordability crisis.
Yeah, and they can't keep saying, you know, inflation's going way down. It's like if I gain 40 pounds 1 year, and then the following year I gain only 15, and I say, see, honey, I've lost weight. She's like, no, you're still getting fatter. So in other words, inflation isn't dropping. It's just not going up as fast, and people are still feeling the effects, Larry.
Don't do it, Joe. Don't do it.
Done.
Joe Concha, everybody, the best of the best.